Welcome back to Gals and Goblins. If you've come here to listen to the second part of our Fourth Wing one-shot, you're in the right place. I am still joined by Lily Persifield, Campbell Duffy, and the lovely Sarah Barrios today. Now, last we left off, our cadets had successfully faced all the trials that come with Dragon Rider training, and they're eagerly awaiting their chance to bond with a dragon. They were awoken in the middle of the night by a professor who blindfolded them and led them into the depths of the War College. Professor Osiris's parting words let them know that threshing was happening now, and they must break out of the room they're in if they hope to make it on time. The last thing we heard was the heavy lock sliding shut. Will our cadets make it out in time to find their dragon companion? Find out on this second part of the Fourth Wing one-shot, starting now. And you guys are being led through the halls. You feel like you're descending almost. So the normal stone that you're used to walking all day turns almost into a more like dirt path. You've gone down a bunch of stairs, you've gone down ramps, taken twists and turns. You just really have no sense of where you could possibly be. And nothing is cluing you in that you've been here before. All the way you hear a door open in front of you and they kind of usher you in. And then they go, okay, this is where I leave you. Make it through this puzzle and you will be entered into threshing immediately. And then the door slams behind you.
Immediately locks. I mean, really?
There's a little like sliding metal in the door. No, you can take those off now. And as you guys pull your blindfolds off, you're standing in the middle of like a circular room that you've never seen before. The floor is dirt. And there's four statues kind of around the perimeter of dragons spaced out, and then in the middle there's a large stone table. It's like erupting from the ground, and there's four items on the table. So everybody roll me a perception or an investigation check.
Dirty 20.
17.
22.
Nice. Perfect. Everybody very perceptive. Astrid,
now that our blindfolds are on,
we're really surveying the room.
Really changes things.
Astrid, you're pretty drawn to like looking at these dragon statues first off the bat, because you know you're just here to get a dragon. And sure, you'll see that the dragon to the left of the door that you entered is kind of a medium sized compared to the other dragons around you, and all of them seem to be like made of stone. They're like kind of stone gray. There's no discerning colors on them upon first glance, and there's jagged spikes running down the back of this dragon, almost like pillars popping out of its back. You can see its talons are actually not made of stone. They're made of rose quartz crystals.
Whoa.
And then the dragon going, oh my god, counterclock. No, let's go. No.
Doing like north, south, east, west on the compass.
That's worse.
And do like 12, 3, 6, 9.
3, 6, 9. Damn, she
fine. Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
3, 6, 9, 12?
Yeah.
Okay. That was 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Your 6 o'clock, you see is the largest statue. Oh, and all these statues are kind of, it's a dragon kind of in like laying down, like curled form, like as if they're like sleeping. Our 6 o'clock dragon is the largest by far, with downturned horns. And you're getting kind of a dank, almost poisonous smell to it.
Wow.
And you reach out to touch it and it's slimy.
Ew. This one's wet.
At 9 o'clock, we have the smallest of the dragons, and it has double wings, kind of like a butterfly. At our 12 o'clock, it's going to be the second largest statue. And when you actually lay your hand on it, it looks like stone, but it's not. It's some form of metal. And you can see that it has like battle armor on kind of the bulk of its body.
Love.
Whoa.
Sick.
I think Quinn and Glorindel, you have gravitated towards the items on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The items on the table, you see this beautiful like rectangle of opal stone, and carved into it is what looks to be a star chart. You also pick up a large bottle of honey wine that's sealed with like golden wax. Glorindel, you gravitate towards a book, and you see it's actually ancient lost fairy tales, from what you can make out from the language, from the time of the first Griffin Riders. So not even from like this land, it's from a different like nation and culture.
Astrid, you would love this.
Is that, ooh.
Also, yeah, right. See the statue of who you've retained very little in your studies, but this you have. It's a dishonored general who is known for getting her whole wing killed.
Oh,
whoa.
For becoming a traitor with a Griffin Rider. Sort of, honestly, like a Forbidden Love scenario, if you really look into it.
I would love to read that book.
Oh my god.
Oh, well, my reading comprehension is not as high as Astrid's, so I don't think I...
And you noticed, Astrid, all these statues seem to almost have an empty space in front of kind of like, if they're curled around like a little cat, like where their legs and their head would be, there seems to be an empty space in front of each of them.
Okay. Mm. I probably would tell everybody, I would like go up to where everybody is and point out to each one and like let everybody know what I just found. I'm sure they can like kind of see stuff, but like the little details of like it being made of stone or it being made of metal or like it feeling slimy, kind of giving all those like specifics and being like, I think we have to take the stuff from the table and put it with the dragons, like a puzzle, like a puzzle,
like an offering thing.
Yeah,
maybe, but I don't know what
goes with what.
I think the dishonored general probably goes with the armored dragon.
That makes sense, right?
Double wings go with fairy tales.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
But it could also be honey wine from the Fey realm.
This is true. Ooh. And then the opal one maybe goes with the rose quartz dragon.
It would make sense.
What was the fourth one?
One stone with crystal talons. One had large horns and dank poison.
That one's dank.
The other one had double wings. And the that one's dank. And then the other one was metal.
Yeah, that one's throwing me.
Should we just try a combination? And
I mean,
do you think if we do it wrong, like the room explodes or something?
Oh, God.
Are all of the spots where like something would go the same shape?
Yeah, it's kind of just like almost like a circle where like something goes here, but they're not like defined by shape. There's also like... Now that you know the look of these dragons, everybody's welcome. Quinn and Glorindel, you'll roll at disadvantage. You can roll like a history check to see if you remember, like if you can recognize exactly what these dragons are and like suss out, because every dragon has, you know, defining traits and treasure preferences. So you can suss out if you remember what those might be. So you can roll history checks. You can kind of, anybody's willing, you can take a closer look at the statues to possibly see if you missed something.
I'm kind of gravitating towards the star chart, because like I work with a lot of maps, not of the stars, but of like lands and trails and stuff. So could I do maybe perception on the star chart, just like an up close look at it?
Yes, roll me a perception.
19.
You kind of hold the star chart in your hand. It's pretty, you know, it's a big piece of like carved stone. And as you're, you know, rubbing your hands over it, feeling the stars, you don't recognize this constellation pattern that it's mapping out.
Ooh.
What catches your eye as you're feeling all the stars that are charted out is you catch a glint in the eyes of the dragon at 3 o'clock. And when you go closer, you see that the same star pattern is mapped in its eyes, carved very, you know, like subtly, but you catch that it's carved in its eyes.
Who said opal and quartz?
Me.
Quinn, you're a genius.
Yes.
Look at this pattern. I show y'all the pattern and I'm like, okay, we got one down.
Sweet.
Okay.
I want to further investigate the like dank dragon, the like poisonous one, I guess.
Okay, roll me investigation.
Oh, all right. Oh, I have a minus one to investigation. Okay, it's a 12.
You go over and investigate further. Again, you're getting the same dankness, sliminess, but you realize, you actually recognize this dragon in your very few things that you've retained.
She always has to bring that up.
Fine.
You fucking idiot.
Fine.
Very, very
few. It's
okay,
dunk on me. It's fine.
You recognize this as a black dragon. You vaguely remember there's something about history or cultural significance or relics. It's all kind of fuzzy, but those are the words that are coming to mind when you think of what a black dragon might cherish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So history and relics. So maybe it's the statue of the general.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a historical artifact.
Or the book. It's sort of a history.
It was like fairy tales, though.
Yeah.
From another culture.
I mean, I guess
it's not necessarily.
I feel like a black dragon wouldn't be into that.
Yeah.
Can I investigate the fairy tale book, given I've like read a lot of things. Dirty 20.
Astrid, you pick up the book. You obviously want to really open it, but before you even get there, you notice that the pages are bloated and you're getting a very musty smell off of this book.
Would you say dank?
I would venture to say dank.
Damn!
I'm going to just like give it a sniff and be like, guys, this is dank.
Stinky.
Perfect.
Stinky. I think this goes with the wet one.
Okay.
Dank with dank.
Dank with dank.
Should we just hazard a guess and say honey wine with the fairy dragon and general with the armor?
Yeah.
And then what's the worst that happens? The floor drops out and crumbles into rock and we all
die.
Die.
Well,
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, I set down the opal star chart.
I'll put the book in.
As you each, I'm assuming, just set these items in their spots.
Yeah.
As you set the items in their spots, these stone dragons slowly like unfurl and start to move and like capture the item you've put in front of them and like wrap back around it. And like they're stone the whole time, but they seem to animate and wrap around each relic.
They're cuddling.
The black dragon statue lifts its head and discharges like a breath weapon blast of like green electric energy for a solid like 30 seconds. Misses you guys. And when it stops, you see the outline of another door.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we got it wrong and it was going to kill us.
Same. I was like, oh, awesome. I thought we got it right and it was going to kill us. I was like, oh, cool. Sick.
Do you go towards the door?
Yeah. What did Professor Osiris say? Threshing immediately? So
yeah.
All the dragons are going to be gone. We better hurry.
Oh, boy. Maybe there's more puzzle.
I'm going to bow to the black dragon and be like, my leash.
Oh. The dragon nods its head before it seemingly deanimates.
Nice. Your dragon knowledge is paying off.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it would be.
I really hope I remember the stuff you taught me.
You got it.
So as you open this door, it opens directly from like almost like it's like a mound in the ground. Like you've gone under the school under. Mm-hmm. It opens directly in to the threshing field. And you three walk out and you can tell like it's like in the middle of things, right? There's cadets everywhere wandering around to dragons. Right as you walk out, probably 100 feet from you, you watch a fellow cadet get blasted by a red dragon. Because they approach too quickly. You see another one off to your right. You see Shard actually has just climbed on the back of an obsidian dragon.
No way.
And they launch into the air.
Damn, Shard got a black dragon.
Dude, we'll get our own dragons.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, they did say threshing was like right there, but I didn't know they meant like right there. This is wild time even for me.
Why did we get a puzzle start? Do you think everybody got that?
Maybe they saw.
They were like, was that fun? Did you like that? Anyway.
No way Shart solved the puzzle faster than us.
Yeah, what? There's no way Shart was faster than we were. He cheated for sure.
So as you guys kind of disperse into the field to take on your own individual journey to find your dragon, Astrid, you're wandering through the threshing field. You don't understand why the dragon hasn't just like appeared. You've tried your whole life. you're calling. You're like, what? Like,
yeah, boy.
You're starting to doubt yourself. You're starting to be like, what? What if they don't pick me? But you feel this like strong pull towards the large lake that's at the edge of the threshing field. And even if you try to deny it, you just always feel pulled back to the lake. So as you approach the water, slowly it begins to ripple as if something's moving underneath it. And then the surface bursts apart as a large serpent-like head breaks through the surface. And Lily, can you introduce your dragon?
Yes, through the rippling surface of the water crashes a serpentine dragon. She shoots all the way up and starts to weave through the air as if she's weaving through water. She doesn't have wings, but she has large orange spines, almost like you would find on a sea serpent. They're kind of translucent. So as she shoots up into the sky, the light hits and shines through them. And it also glances off of her scales, which are like an iridescent blue-green. She has a big horn right at the front of her nose, one big orange horn that matches her spikes. And she weaves down kind of snake-like through the air back to the shore of the lake where you're standing. huffs out of her nose, blows a big puff of water out at you, and starts to sniff you like this. What are you? Whoa. No one's approached the lake so far, and I was getting really lonely.
Oh.
You're really wet.
Yeah. I shake like a dog. it shakes off my scales and gets everywhere. I'm really glad you came over here. I kind of thought nobody was going to come over to the lake, and I kind of thought, well, if anybody comes over to the lake, it'll be a sign that we should bond.
I've known I was going to be a dragon rider for some time now, but I just, was waiting to see. I, for a second, maybe thought that a new dragon was coming my way, but it turns out I needed to go your way. You want to bond? Do you want to be bro? Do you want to bond?
Yeah, I do want to bond. You came to the lake, so it must be a sign.
Yeah.
I point my my horned nose down towards you.
Consent for pets?
Consent given enthusiastically.
The serpent gives two thumbs up.
The serpent gives two, I guess, claws. She has sort of small front legs and small back legs.
Nice. And I pet the top, not the most, gently. She's kind of like a toddler with a cat.
Oh.
What do I call you?
Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Now that we're bonded, I can tell you my real name. This is my full dragon name, and you can't tell it to anyone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's Quillalong, but you could call me Quill for short.
I was gonna do that, for sure.
Cool, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's we're bonded, and we're already on the same wavelength.
Dude, we're so in sync. You're Quill.
That was easy.
I'm Astrid.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you your cool name. Is that your full name?
I mean, my full name is Astrid, but I don't know if I have a middle name. I never really paid attention to
that. Well, that's not a secret name. Okay, well, you have to tell me a secret that's not your name then, so we're even.
Okay, I think my roommate has been hitting on me for, the last few days.
What? That's super awkward.
I've been pretending I don't know that it's happening, because, it makes me sweaty.
It makes me sweaty.
I don't really know what to do with the feeling, but also there's this squad leader who also makes me sweaty, but in a kind of scary way. I want to crawl up a wall, but still hang out.
I don't know what sweat is, but the roommate situation sounds kind of awkward.
It is a little awkward because I don't know how to how do you, I didn't read any books about it. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do. She'll say things wow, you're really smart. And I'm obviously. What the fuck? What am I supposed to say to that? Thanks? You know what I mean? It's weird.
As you're having this conversation, you just feel the urge and know instinctually to climb up onto Quill's back and kind of take your seat as a dragon rider, even though you're having this silly conversation.
Still talking.
I thought bonding was going to be, way harder than that. That went smooth.
Yeah, I figured it would be pretty easy. You walk out, you get a dragon. What do we do now? Do we, take you for a spin?
We could go under the water, or we could go above the water. Watch this. I dive straight into the water. my dragon magic keeps you from, getting wet or getting, splashed by the water. You can breathe fine and everything.
I'm still holding my breath.
And then we crash back out of the water.
I'm
great. As you go through the water, Astrid, you actually realize that you feel something has changed, that even if Quill was to lose this magic and let the water hit you, that it wouldn't be a problem and that you would breathe underwater, that maybe were granted with an amphibious nature. And then as you launch into the air and take these swirling patterns heading towards kind of the flight field that you know you need to meet at once you're bonded, you start to feel the power of a storm gathering around you, and you look around thinking you're going to see the storm clouds, but actually it's a clear sky. And then you realize that it's actually the power gathering inside your veins, and it starts coursing through your body and through your hands, and you kind of outstretch your hand and a lightning strike bursts from your fingertips, and then the cool air of a storm envelops you and everything in this moment feels right. You've fully bonded with your dragon and you have the Tempest Signet.
Oh, fuck you, Dad.
So you can also cast Thunderstep once per long rest, and in fact, breathe underwater.
Holy fuck. Woo. So sick.
So you guys make start your flight to the flight field, and we cut over to Glorindel. The minute you stepped on this field, you were overcome with the urge to head towards a small cave system near the walls of Bazgaith, so close to where you are, and you venture into this dim cave. It's kind of wet and slimy, and you can't see a whole lot until you get into kind of an opening, and ahead of you see glittering moon-like beams shooting off of a pale shimmering mass at the center. Campbell, can you introduce your dragon?
This beautiful shining mass wriggles when it hears you come, and you see a little head like poke up, and then she disappears. And then you hear like behind you,
hello.
And you turn around and she's back there instead.
Whoa, you're sneaky.
She's on all fours, and she is like this beautiful like blue, green, yellow. She's a classic dragon shape.
Uh-huh.
She's got four legs, two wings, but everything about her is like shimmers and glows with this beautiful in the moonlight almost.
Whoa.
And then she's got kind of a longer snout.
Uh-huh.
And her legs are a bit longer than the average dragon. She's not very stout. She's very graceful.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of like a like an old illustrated like unicorn.
I'm picturing.
Yeah, she's got like a long flowing tail with like she's a dagger tail, so she's got like a big like fan at the end of like a blade.
Cool.
Yeah. And she just stares at you with these really creepy eyes.
Do you live down here?
And she like snorts. She like
Yeah, I do a lot of spelunking. Are you into that kind of thing?
She looks you deep in the eyes.
Whoa, you're looking so deep in my eyes. Do you want a bond?
She steps forward again and she like leans down to look at you in the face. You seem really smart.
If I agreed, would that make you want to bond with me?
Are you really smart?
What kind of smart? I'm good at telling poisonous plants from normal plants.
That sounds really smart to me.
Okay, do you want to travel the world together?
Yeah?
Really? I'm looking for I don't want to say vehicle because I feel like that could be insulting.
But she kind of steps. She,
no, no, like, no. Yeah, sorry. No, I misspoke. I'm looking for a companion. To travel to the ends of the earth with.
Adventure.
Yeah.
I really want to go on an adventure.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, she turns to the side. She doesn't lean down. She's so tall, you're gonna have to scale her.
Okay, perfect. I use all my bouldering and mountain climbing expertise to navigate the range up her leg and across the rocky talons of her back.
Somehow, she tucks her wings in and like kind of like X-wing style, like flies through the cave. Like she like gets like really aerodynamic.
So sick.
And like shoots out of the cave. And then at the exit mouth of the cave, she like flies up, like stalls a little bit before like going back down, and then you're flying over the valley.
This is perfect. This is that crazy mileage they were talking about. Is that insulting? Sorry.
Mileage.
No, it's a good thing. It's like lots of miles.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Oh. You are my first rider ever.
Whoa, what an honor.
I think I chose well.
You did.
As you have bursted into the air and have kind of hit a steady glide, Glorindel, you feel your minds kind of link together, and you're flooded with every memory from your entire life all at once. It's almost like floodgates have opened. It overwhelms your senses, and just as you feel like your head is going to explode, everything calms, and you feel more control over your mind than you ever have. And you look down and you see that your skin has taken on like a shimmering quality, very similar to your dragon's scales, almost like you're suspended in a constant moonbeam. And you have a psionic signet. So you can cast detect thoughts and mage hand at will.
Oh my god.
Sweet.
And you also have keen sight, which is advantage on perception checks that have to do with seeing.
I started violently sobbing as the memory started. So I wipe the tears away as I like regain this control over my mind that I've never had. Wow, I feel like elves are supposed to be wise and stuff, and all my family's rangers, and they're all really wise, and now I kind of feel like I know what that feels like now.
Oh, well, dragons are supposed to be really wise too, and everyone thinks that I'm a little silly, but I don't know. I think bonding with you and getting to see your beautiful life has given me more information about like how I'm supposed to exist in the world. This is lovely.
I don't think you're silly. I mean, unless like you want to be silly, you know.
No, I want to be really wise.
Let's both be really wise together.
Okay.
We're going to see so many things as we travel the world that it's going to turn us like extra wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. You guys glide ahead.
Oh, I have to tell you my name.
Oh, yeah. They told us about this in class, your secret name.
Okay, so my name is Arsynth.
Ooh.
You can call me whatever you want. I've never had a nickname before.
Okay, I'm going to call you Arson.
Okay. I think that's a really pretty name.
Can you light things on fire by any chance? That's okay. I can. I have a fire starting kit in my pack, so.
I cannot light
things on
fire. That's
okay. It can be like an ironic nickname. That's probably what a wise person would think of.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll misdirect them.
Great. You guys glide through the air, and ahead of you actually see Astrid on the back of Quill.
I waved.
So you guys kind of join that group, and then we're going to cut.
Oh, our dragons are kind of matching.
Dude, so sick, right?
Yeah.
Check this out.
This will be great. Everybody just imagine what they're doing.
There's a lot of like body rolls and hands moving.
Arson's doing this little pony step in the air.
Yes.
That's adorable.
Great. We cut over to Quinn. Quinn, you've actually clocked. You see your friends, Astrid and Glorndel, take to the skies. They have a dragon. You're feeling happy for them, but you feel like you've scoured every inch of this threshing field with little luck. And you're beginning to think that you might not bond this year. You've heard it happens before. And so you're feeling these doubts as you search through kind of the final forested area that you haven't been in. And suddenly your danger sense kind of starts to prickle. The hair on the back of your neck stands up. And then a split second later, you find yourself knocked to the ground with two dragon legs on either side of you and a pearlescent snout shoved into your face. Sarah, can you introduce your dragon?
You see this giant head and like, from what you can see from this angle, it's really just your head and their arms and then like their back, but their claws are like razor sharp. And when the dragon kind of like blows out air, it like bears extremely jagged teeth.
Ooh.
And like a mouth that's kind of like dripping a little bit. This dragon is decently large in size, but comparatively to the other dragon, she's maybe a little bit smaller. And she's got like hues of pink and purple that kind of glint on her scales. She like literally looks like a pearl that you would like put in the sun. And she's got kind of like blood kind of like still on her scales from whenever the last time she fought or ate or did anything. And she kind of like leans over you and is like huffing. And I think she like gets really close and like puts her tongue out and like licks your face. And it's not like a comforting thing.
Yeah.
It's like a like, oh, this is death. Death becomes me.
I'm keeping it so cool. I'm trying to keep such a tough and respectful like visage, you know. I'm trying to be so, yeah, respectful and like.
She kind of like leans down and looks at you, kind of like narrows her eyes, and then you kind of hear in your mind her go, "Are you scared, human?"
Not at all.
You taste like sweat.
I've been looking for you for a long time.
No, you haven't.
I've walked all over this valley.
I've been watching you this entire time.
Oh, I think that's a good sign, right?
Depends, I suppose. Let me ask you a question. Perhaps your answer will give me the answer that I need.
Anything.
Let's say that someone came up to you and was very angry and started to cause mischief and drama for a perilous reason. Would you confront them and try to solve the issue, or would you kill them?
Girl, I'm getting nervous. I would try to confront them and solve the issue, but... I am never one to hesitate to use my fists if necessary.
She like kind of like leans back a little bit, steps back, and she goes, "We'll have to work on the answer. It's not really the best one. I think you should shred anyone and everyone that comes your path for absolutely no reason. But
okay,
I do feel the bloodlust and fire in your veins. You seek death, yes?
Yes, I seek revenge.
Murder, revenge.
I seek justice for my brother.
Well, justice, murder, same thing. I personally think most things that people deal with, specifically humans, can be easily fixed with just a simple slash of the throat.
You understand? Yep, you got it.
And I feel like, with a little time, we could kill so many people together. Yes?
I feel the exact same way.
She kind of, like, backs up and kind of, like, spreads out her wings and, like, bows down to you and says,
then I would be delighted to have you as a rival.
I also get up from the floor and I bow.
Nowhere.
Back to her.
Go lower.
What? Oh, I
lower,
go
to the ground.
Lower.
Nose touching.
Low. Oh, yes. What's that? Toes touch?
No, nose touching. Your toes.
Oh, nose touching the ground. You absolutely got it. I get on my knees and I put my nose onto the floor.
She looks at you and she goes,
get up. What are you doing?
Oh, I get up so quick.
She goes, my name is Alora, but most dragons call me Little Death. You are welcome to call me that as well. Now get on my back. Don't sit weird.
Okay.
I have a thing about people sitting weird. My last rider sat weird. Well, I know you're not supposed to, like, I know you're supposed to have a bond, but, like, really getting into the group, I mean, it just was so uncomfortable. And one second he was there, and then a flick of the body, and oh no, he's falling, and I couldn't get him. So, you know, just don't sit weird. I think would be good. And then, yeah, just hold on. And then she, like, boom, takes off. And she's moving, like, crazy fast. She is, like,
I'm gripping so hard.
I kind of, like, statted this dragon to be, like, a cat, but, like, a, like, meadow cat that is, like, constantly just killing rats and, like, birds and just anything that she can find. So she is constantly moving. She's, like, silent. No one really
love her.
Else, if she's, like, around other dragons, no one can hear her. But the second she's there, you
oh
know.
My gosh.
But she's like, are you holding on?
Absolutely. I'm holding on for dear life. White knuckling. What do they call it?
The pommel.
I don't know.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm white knuckling this. And I'm.
Yeah.
I'm gripping with my legs. I specifically was on leg day, leg week, preparing for this. So
she goes, wow, incredible grip.
Thank you. I worked very hard for this.
Yes, I can tell. Good muscle structure.
I can't wait to fuck some shit up. Let's do this.
Oh, we will fuck shit up indeed.
Yes.
Alora, like you said, almost like at breakneck speed, starts like a run through the woods. She's so fast, even on like all four legs.
Yes.
All of a sudden, like, burst through the air, like missing all the trees, almost seeming like miraculously, like she just has so much like dexterity to her, burst in the air with like a bloodthirsty roar and starts soaring evasively through the sky. Quinn, you feel your blood begin to run hot as all your senses heighten and you realize you're smelling a new smell you've never smelled before, and it dawns on you that you can smell the blood of every single dragon for a mile.
Whoa.
And you can hear the conversations like of the generals waiting back at the flight field. All your senses have heightened immediately. And most importantly, you have a taste for violence on your tongue.
Oh, delicious.
You have been given a predator signet. And you now have echolocation and the blood hunter
trait. Echolocation?
And the blood hunter trait, which is like smelling dragon blood for a mile.
Oh.
You can also cast Hunter's Mark at will.
Yes.
Nice.
Alora and Quinn, you guys evasively glide and come into almost like a formation with Astrid and Quill leading in the front. We have Glorindel and Arson on the left, and then Alora and Quinn on the right.
So
Jesus
many names.
Christ.
Whoa, Astrid, I feel like we're going faster than I've ever even gone.
Yeah, I figured that would happen on a dragon. They say the speed really goes up. Like if you were to run and then if you were to be on a dragon, they'd be different speeds and the dragon would be faster.
Whoa, they say that? That's, whoa.
Yeah, I have the book.
Do you think we could go even faster faster than how fast we're going right now.
Giddy up, my sweet dragon.
While you were distracted, you almost come to a screeching halt in the sky, and your friends and dragons follow suit because, like, hovering right in front of you is a massive obsidian dragon. And on the back, you see the familiar white hair of, you know him, you love him, Shart.
No.
You know him, you hate him.
His obsidian dragon has the same almost like red eyes as him. And he's almost gotten like black veins coming up through his skin. So like mixed with his like white blonde hair, he looks kind of fucking scary now. And then on either side flanking him, the Air Genasi, who you have never learned the name of and only call her Fart. And then...
Wait 3 months.
And then on the other side is another one of his friends. You know his name is Clayton, but spelled with a E-I-G-H in the middle instead of an A-Y.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Clayton is on an adult brass dragon, and you see that our friend Fart is on a large fey dragon, who is almost like glowing.
Wow.
Shart. Points to his two eyes, two fingers, and then points to all of you with the two fingers, runs the hand across his neck, and is like, you fuckers are going down. You think you're gonna make it to that fucking flight field? This is it for you. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
18.
Okay.
Nice.
I got a 15.
16.
All right. Let's roll.
We're ready. We're ready for Shart.
Quinn. You luckily, you stopped a bit sooner than the others because you saw this trio of dragons ahead of you.
Okay.
So since you're ready, you're going to go first.
I'm so sick of Shart and I'm so fucking pissed that he isn't dead yet and that he managed to live long enough to get a dragon. So I enter rage.
Wonderful.
And I'm just filled with bloodlust from Little Death,
yes.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Alora, do you think you can get me close enough that I can whack these guys?
I'd ask you. And then she'll go. She'll move forward.
Fucking kill. Okay, so I just want to go straight for Shart. And I'm just going to go for both, like, dragon and rider combined. Cool. I'm not going to specify, I guess.
You're just hitting.
I'm blind. I'm raging! Oh, shit. It's a 10 to hit.
10 does not hit a dragon.
No,
does it hit Shart?
Does a 10 hit Shart?
No, I even double-checked. Does not.
Okay.
I will use Fire Breath, and each creature in the area must succeed on a DC 16 dex.
You see our little our large fey dragon with Fart on the back rolled a nat 20, so immediately ducks and heads towards the other trio. The brass dragon peels off and heads straight towards Glorindel. But Shart and his dragon did not see it coming quick enough and fail.
Yes!
If we were gonna get anyone!
Lovely! This is 78 fire damage on a failed save and then half on a success.
Perfect.
Let us pray that we... Oh God, so much math. Okay. 26.
Nice. 26 damage.
And then half for the other person. My hands are so fucking sweaty.
I love how
I'm like sweating.
We've like summoned sweat.
That's been a theme for me.
This has been a sweaty
episode. It really is like it's sweaty for everyone else, but every time I play D&D, I feel like I'm like always, I'm like sweating. My hands are so clammy. And I'm
me
like,
too.
I gotta get it together. But they're like cold and wet, so it's like not fun. I'm like, it's fine. No one's gonna die.
No one's gonna die.
We're gonna be okay.
Should we go up so we can dive? We can do a dive attack later?
Ooh, like a peregrine falcon.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah, let's do a wrap.
Yeah,
let's do a wrap around.
Cool.
Let's do a wrap around. So that we can come back for the dive next turn.
You do move away?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we might get opportunity attack. We could stay.
You could dive at the beginning of your next turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, part of your attack.
Yeah.
That just felt like semantics, but... I knew somebody was going to come for me. They're like,
the attack of opportunity. You could say, well, it's a dragon and I get to choose.
Shut up. These are our dragons. It's Shard's turn.
Oh.
You see.
I'm so excited.
You see this obsidian dragon. So like almost like articulated like chunks of stone of obsidian. You see like starting from the tail, a la Godzilla breath.
Yes, I know exactly where we're going.
It starts glowing red and like, thunk, like loading up, like molten magma, like cracks start being revealed as it comes up, and then this dragon blasts magma out at Alora and Quinn. Both of you must succeed a DC 17 dexterity saving throw.
Failed it. It's a 14.
So mine is a 7.
Oh no.
I have a plus 1 to dex.
All our training.
Apparently my dragon is like super scary, and then she's like, she's a cat, so she's like, I'm terrifying, and then falls off the counter. Like that type of energy. She's like, no, I got it. Yeah. Boom.
Laura, you take 36 damage, but halved. Quinn will take 13 damage. As you're blasted with this magma,
the holy fuck!
Chunks have like globbed on you and start to harden. And so you're being kind of dragged down by like cooling magma rocks. So your movement speed will be halved.
That is so cool, actually. Sure, got a cool dragon. What the hell?
At the beginning of your next turn, you can make another dexterity saving throw to see if you can break the magma off of
him. Like, Short's kind of cool. He's an asshole. But, like,
I know. Slay. He's kind of a jerk.
His but, like, dragon is cool.
Okay, fair. Let's get rid of him. Let the dragon stay. Like, get a better rider.
Almost like as the blast ends and you look back, Shart has run across the back of his dragon and leaps through the air to jump right in front of you onto Alora.
This piece of shit.
And then attempt to stab you.
You little slut.
He's upgraded his dagger to a war pick.
Oh.
So he's going after specifically you.
Okay.
Quinn. For a 12 to hit.
Does not hit.
No chance.
Suck it.
So he whiffs. He's going to action surge and come right back at you again on a backswing with it. Nat 1.
Yes. He's whiffing.
I am dodging.
Whiffs again.
That's what you get, Shark.
But now he's going to stay on the back of
now he's
enemy dragon.
Yeah. He's going to rub Elora's scales the wrong way.
And I will say that...
He's going to sit wrong. He's going to sit weird.
Yeah. I will say as long as he's on the back of Elora, you will have advantage. You and your allies will have advantage on attacks against him.
Yes. Oh, sweet.
Next up is going to be our Rass dragon friend, Clayton with a EIGH.
They rolled so well in initiative.
Yeah. Everybody rolled incredibly well.
Damn, what the fuck?
What did I say Clayton was peeling off towards? Nice try.
Before, he gave up and wanted to go home.
You almost got me.
Yeah, he was like, I don't even really have a rivalry with these guys.
He said, you know what? I don't need this. I'm actually good.
Yeah, I don't want that smoke.
I'm not really even friends with
this. This brass dragon, hey, it's a tactic. This brass dragon peels off towards Astrid and Quill. This dragon peels off.
Astrid, that guy's headed right for us.
Okay. That's not
good. Do your books have something to say about when this happens?
Yeah, I've been learning that a lot of people just do death things, like death stuff. Maybe we should do like death stuff.
Like we kill?
Well, I don't know if I'd use like that strong of a word, but like he would stop breathing forever.
Kill.
As you're saying this, this brass dragon comes and tries to clamp down on Quill's neck.
Hey!
And claw at his chest, so it's going to take a multi-attack. For a 16.
Beats it. My AC is 16.
Yeah, beats it as in I win.
Fine.
The other one's a 15 though.
Okay, so that one misses. I worm my way out of it.
The other one's a 23.
Okay, that one hits.
So I'm gonna say clamps down on the bite, but only one claw makes it in. 33 damage.
Oh. That guy totally just bit me.
Yeah, I'm gonna bite him back in like the worst way. That's not cool at all. I don't even know that guy, so that's even weirder. He didn't sign my clipboard. So.
And then from the back of this dragon, Clayton is going to knock an arrow and shoot an arrow at you for 22 to hit.
That does hit.
For 14 damage.
Ouchie.
Now it is Glorindel's turn.
Let's see. Okay, I see Shart on Elora's back, and I'm like, seems like they've got this one covered. So I'm going to aim for Clayton. Yeah, I whip an arrow out of my quiver and draw my longbow back. Take aim at him. That's going to be 19 to hit.
That hits.
So then that is going to be... And he's damaged. Oh, I just rolled two eights!
What is this business?
Whoa. Oh my god. Okay.
The dice are being weird.
I know. I roll an extra d8 because he's already damaged. So I'm basically targeting the wound that is already on his body. So that's going to be 20 damage.
Ooh, nice.
I shoot an arrow clean through him.
Thanks.
What?
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. So you can't breathe fire, but like, do you want to like, I don't know, kill that guy?
I can still do something pretty cool, but it might not be fire, but it's still going to get him.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to use my moonlight breath. I exhale a beam of moonlight in a 90-foot line that is 10 feet wide. Ooh. I'm also going to hit Clayton and his dragon. So can they make DC 15 dexterity saving throws?
Got a 19 and a 13.
23 damage. Arsene, like, her beautiful long neck, like, extends out at them. It's radiant damage, so it's just, like, this glowing light that just engulfs them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Clayton's skin, I don't know, he's taken a lot of, like, radiant and fire damage. It's, like, red. It's, like, getting, like, blisters on it. He is not looking good, but his dragon's still looking fine for the most part. It is now Astrid's turn.
Are we gonna kill these guys or what? You know, Elora, I kind of really look up to her, so I have to get better at killing.
Oh, yeah, that one, I've not seen one like that. I've read about it, but I haven't, like, actually seen one, so.
Oh, that's the really cool one over there. She's, like, killing people, like, all the time.
It's pretty metal, not gonna lie.
And other dragons, even. Well, we can be metal, too. We're about to be so metal right now.
Is Shart just on the dragon, or is Shart, like, engaged, or did they just, like, jump on, but they're not close?
Shart is engaged, like, close enough to have tried to stab.
I'm gonna just cast a second level Thunder Wave at Fart. She needs to make a con save.
It is a nat 1.
Whoa!
Ooh, hot. Okay, so it's 2d8 thunder damage and then pushed 10 feet away from you.
Nice.
Okay.
As well, which hopefully will help. So it's 11 damage.
Question for you, because you push them back, right? Do you want to target just Fart and push Fart many feet backwards, maybe enough feet off of a dragon? Or would you like to push them collectively as a whole?
Do I feel like if I pushed her that she'd collapse off of her dragon?
Yeah, it seems like if you pushed her, she would maybe, slide off the back.
Yes! But I'm nervous that if I push her off, then her dragon's just gonna dive and grab her. But I guess that would give us some time. I'll push her. I'll target her.
I can also do something about the grabbing.
I'll target her, and I'll send her flying.
You see this, like, force emanates out, and it kind of focuses in and pushes Fart, like, slides, like, whoop, like, all the way off the tail of the dragon.
Yes!
And Fart is now in a free fall. Her dragon looks like it might drop after her, but it is now Quill's turn.
Yeah. Okay. You're not going anywhere. I wrap my snake-like body around Fart's dragon and constrict it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's so cool.
So I'm going to roll to constrict. I got a 16.
So sick.
Yep.
What?
Okay. So
that constricts.
3d8 plus 2. 11 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
If the target is large or smaller, it is grappled. I don't know what size creature this dragon is considered.
Large.
Okay, it's grappled. And until it rolls a DC 14, it's restrained. And then I'm, while I have it, wrapped in my loops, basically, I'm going to go and bite it. 16 again.
Wow, you're double rolls today. Holy shit.
So that's going to be an additional 8 damage from my bite. I kind of like bite and like, you know, when a dog is like.
Yes.
I'm like petting your back and I'm like, you're so cool. This is so sick.
I'm like.
Oh, you're so feral. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. This is so cool. I love dragons.
I like through my nose like. You know when the dog like sneezes a little bit?
Great. This this fae dragon is starting to look kind of fucked up and obviously cannot go after Fart. So I'm going to say, well, I don't know. How far up in the air do you guys want to be?
Well, she's an air genasi. Can she really take falling damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
150?
150.
fart has plummeted 100 feet already.
That's what you get for siding with a man named Shart.
Yeah. Astrid's just sitting there like, she's going to the happy place where the meadows.
Oh, God.
Dogs hang out there. Bunnies. It's so fun. She'll be so much happier. There.
Quill is like, Laura's going to be so excited.
Am I allowed to break the grapple? Like, can I roll a strength check for this grapple?
Yeah, you have to beat a 14.
It's Fart's turn. Sorry, I have her real name written down, and I keep being like, who's that?
Who's this random NPC?
I was like, where's Fart on this list?
So funny.
Fart's dragon is going to roll to break out of this grapple. 13.
Oh, she's restrained. I don't know what the dragon is. They're restrained.
Oh my god, hell yeah.
Fart on their turn fell 100 feet, so like...
What else can you do?
They're going to continue to fall. You see this fey dragon. Okay, so just imagine it's like the wispy sea dragons, like the seahorses.
Yes. Oh, that's what I just did. Yeah. That's what I just constricted and restrained and bit and tore to shreds.
It's like white and blue, but like more of a glowing bright white. And then it has little like, glowing and antenna that kind of float off of its head.
You look like a fish and I eat fish for breakfast.
They begin to glow and vibrate, and they're going to emit a forceful pulse out of their body, which is a 60-foot sphere surrounding it. So I'm going to say that, I mean, it's not an attack roll, so you have to roll a constitution saving throw.
Wow. Okay.
R&D. 12.
Ooh, yeah.
Great. So you both fail, and you're going to take 20 points of damage each.
Can I use my reaction before I, like, knock out? To, like, do extra damage before...
Don't you have Hellish Rebuke, right?
So they have to make a dex save.
Is this, like, you before you go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A 9.
Okay, perfect. So it's 2d10 fire damage on a failed save. 26. I'm counting on my fingers for everyone at home.
Want some relatable content?
Yeah, we're all counting on our fingers here.
You want some relatable? I only count on my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I, like, refuse to do math. It's, like, not. I will not.
This dragon is looking battered and tattered and fucked up, even though Astrid does fall unconscious. But I'll say you stay on the back of Quill.
Yeah, can I kind of, like, maneuver to use centrifugal force to keep you on there? Is that possible?
Yeah, sure.
I'm swirling really fast to keep to keep you.
Hell yeah!
Like seasick.
If I was awake, I'm gonna wake
the
up.
The G's
being like,
are keeping her like unconscious.
Yeah, exactly.
Vomit everywhere.
Great, we're back up to Quinn.
Sweet. Okay.
Quinn and Alora.
I hop up on the back of Alora. Mm-hmm. And I take my form of the beast, my claws, and I want to swipe him. I want to smack him, basically.
Okay.
With my claws. Rolled a hit.
Can I not just get it?
Must be tough for you.
Yes. Okay, 22. Ooh.
Yep, that
nice.
For 9 damage.
Got him.
Yes. That is it for me.
I will, in my head, I'll, like, message, what the fuck is your name? I can't with all
Quinn.
Of them. Fart and Shart are the only two that are sticking with. I'll send to you and I'll be like, get low. I'm gonna, like, try to get you to, like, just, like, lay down, like, and hold on.
Okay, I grab you, I put my arms as, like, far as I can around you and I just hold on.
Okay, and then I'm going to use Hail Stinger and try to, like, sweep it up and get him on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's badass.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah. I'll say you get advantage.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
It's your own tail. It's your own back.
Yeah, you definitely know where he is.
23.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to say that does hit.
That's going to hit Shark.
Okay, so it's 9 piercing damage.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
But when a creature is hit, they are automatically marked as your quarry. So until the creature becomes unmarked, you deal an extra 1d6 damage whenever you hit with a weapon attack.
This counts your tail as your weapon.
Okay. And then the creature becomes unmarked when you take damage or mark another creature. So that's a 6.
Nice.
So whatever I said, and then plus 6. And I'll try to see if that, like, if I can kind of, like, bank just, like, slightly sideways to see if I can, like, stab and then, like, eat.
Yeah.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, I'm going to say as you bank to the side, he's hit with this tail stinger. Definitely hurts. He's going to just, like, slip off as you bank, but his dragon swoops underneath and catches him and is still engaging in this fight with you guys.
Okay, I forgot I was going to do this before I attacked him, but I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on him so I don't forget.
Great.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all both have Hunter's Mark on him?
So he's marked.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
What is it? I just get to do a 1d6 damage.
Yours is technically, is like a, I've flavored your tail as kind of casting Hunter's Mark.
As a Hunter's
Mark.
So we're both like, fuck this guy
in particular.
Yeah, exactly. You both.
Fuck this one absolutely in particular.
It's kind of like that moment in like movies where the guns have like the red dot and it's like one has like one is put on them and then like another one. It's like
yeah.
So scary.
He has the energy of like you have a cat and you invite like a suspect man to your house and he goes to pet and the cat's like you know that kind of energy. Yeah. She's like, bro, get off of my back. Don't you even touch my body right now. Okay.
Great. Shard's dragon is gonna catch Shart, and then as a bonus action, you see this dragon like blink away.
What?
And then appear 60 feet, and then is going to take his legendary action and trigger a volcanic explosion underneath you guys.
What?
What?
So every creature within a 30-foot radius sphere, so you see the ground beneath you erupts and shoots out lava and magma.
Whoa.
Specifically centered on Quinn and Astrid. And I'm going to say probably the other ones aren't within 30 feet of that.
Uh-huh.
So you both must make a dexterity saving throw.
Astrid is down.
Sorry, not, no, no. Quinn and Alora, yeah.
Not Quill and Astrid.
No. The other
A. Yeah, we played games.
The Quill, other Quinn, A, Q. Astrid,
we didn't even do it on purpose.
It was a 4.
Mm.
This is Dex?
Yes.
14.
Okay. You guys both fail.
14 fails?
Sweet.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Failure. Come on.
You're gonna take 20 damage.
Is it magma rocks or is it like fire damage? Or is it like bludgeoning because it's rocks?
It's fire.
It's fire. Okay. I tried. That would be lava.
Oh, wait. It's fire, so I take half?
Oh, yes, that's true. You take half. Sorry, you do not quit.
Fuck my life. Are you still up?
Against all odds.
Nice. That's my barbarian.
And then
the brick shit house, love it.
Just as an extra fuck you, Shard's gonna pull out a hand crossbow and shoot
out
up.
Of where?
out of his ass. Yeah, out of his. He sharts out a crossbow, and he's gonna shoot at Alora.
Alora's gonna kill this guy so hard.
A 9 does not hit.
No.
Yeah, didn't whiffs see it. You at archery practice, Shart.
Next up, we got our good friend Clayton.
Oh my god.
Against sees that Astrid is kind of down for the count.
Can I, as Arsynth, take a legendary action?
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna memory sting since they've removed themselves from the circle here of combat.
Uh-huh.
Are they they went 60 feet away, and I have a 90 foot cone. So I emit psychic energy in a 90-foot cone.
Fuck yeah. To
Shart and his dragon.
To Shart and Magma Boy.
Yeah. I need a DC 15 intelligence saving throw.
Ooh.
10.
For both?
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
oh my god. Drop my dice.
So they're both going to take 15 psychic damage. Ooh. And they are stunned.
Whoa.
For a minute.
That's huge.
That's massive. What?
They can repeat the saving throw at the end of their turns. And if they fail the save twice in a row, they suffer 3 levels of exhaustion. So Arsinth, this like glowing purple energy like emits from her forehead like a unicorn. and just fucking psychic blasts the two of them.
Amazing. So everybody has advantage on these, and on Clayton and the no shard and obsidian until...
Oh, because of your hunter's mark.
No.
Oh.
Because they're stunned.
Oh, because they're stunned. Sorry.
So everybody gets that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hot.
Great. While that's happening, Clayton has turned his sights to Lorindel and Arsinth. This brass dragon is just going to like pull its head back and then lurch forward and blast you with fire breath.
Dirty 20? Dodge that fire?
Well, not totally.
Well, a little bit.
That's so interesting, actually. It's a 4.
A 4?
Okay. You...
Whoopsies!
Take 30 damage, and you take 15 damage, Lily.
Is that the end of their turn?
Hang on.
Just let me know. Just let me know when it's the end of their turn.
It's nothing like too stressful, but also like need to know and I need to know now.
No big deal, but also right this second.
Clayton is going to take a shot at you with his bow for a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Great. You take 10 damage.
I'm really trying to find a way for this to not happen. Okay, I'm down.
Give me a second.
No!
I was about to save you, I swear.
If you want a helpful hint, there is somebody falling through the air to their death right now that actually does have healing.
Oh.
Looks like we're going to have to apologize to Fart.
Wasn't she like 10 feet from the ground last time we heard?
50.
Oh, she's fine. 50. Okay, well, Glorindel is down.
Wait. No!
Sounds low. I mean, I have cure wounds, but I'm also down.
I also have cure wounds. I was just on my way to come cure your wounds. It was gonna be really awesome and maybe romantic. And now it's never gonna happen.
You know, nothing is more romantic than dying together. You know, like how much more YA could you get?
Yeah, and we're about to. Stupid crossbow. Okay.
Can I use this? Is this trait? It's the no friend of mine. Is that an action or?
You can use it. It's just charges, so you can use it freely.
Okay.
You just get 2.
Can that save me?
No.
My life.
Okay, I'm passed out on Arson's back.
Damn. Okay.
What if you guys die?
What if we die here?
Okay. We did all this work for you guys just to fucking die up there.
The storyline, maybe we're supposed to die. Like, maybe the actual story happens and, like, the world between worlds.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, ooh.
Mm. Okay.
I don't have a way to save you guys.
No, we're not going to die. We're gonna save Fart and have and force her to revive us.
So I'm going to cast No Friend of Mine on Clayton's dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to succeed on a wisdom saving throw, or he will be compelled to attack his closest ally, which is Clayton.
Whoa.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'll pick a bad dice to roll for you, too.
Yes.
Wow, thank you. If you roll
is it the end of Clayton's turn?
It's a wisdom saving throw.
You promised you would tell me.
No, it's y'all's turn.
I know, but I wanted to take a legendary action, so I have to do it at the end of his turn.
No, you can do it at the end of anybody's turn.
At the end of my turn?
It's not. Your dragon has a legendary action, so you can do it at the end of our
turn. Of mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, 6.
Oh, fail!
So, you see this dragon all of a sudden whips around and makes a bite attack on the rider on his back.
Yes!
Furia, a 19 does get him.
Ooh.
4.
This is crazy.
He is not looking good.
He could be looking worse, though. And that's the problem.
Arsinth goes, oh my god, I've never used that one before.
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh. I was gonna roleplay with you, and then I realized I'm unconscious.
I'm so sorry.
Astrid, can you roll a death saving throw for me?
I most definitely can.
Oh my god.
It's just a flat d20 roll, right?
Yes.
I've only had to roll one death save in my entire D&D, and it made me almost pee myself. So.
Well, don't get a nat one.
Okay, I got an 8.
So that's a fail.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
We're gonna handle it before then.
It's
just one.
It's so silly.
It's just one. We're gonna get you right back up.
Crazy, that little dice. It's been treating you so well.
She literally was like, "Did you like that, bitch? Suck it."
Oh.
I'm like, "You gotta be fucking kidding."
Tricked you.
Great. That's Quill. Why,
you know.
Can I take my legendary action now?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no! Now I'm panicking. Everyone's down. I actually don't know what to do. Okay, this one says it casts 2 actions. Does this mean it costs 2 legendary actions?
Yes.
Okay,
so it will cost all of them.
Quill is so mad. I get so angry, and my rider is down. I'm panicking. I'm honestly kind of scared. I've never done this before. Thunder starts to rumble in the distance, and lightning starts to crack. I am going to summon lightning. And the bolt is going to strike stupid shart dragon.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. And it has to make a DC 17 dex saving throw.
14.
Ah! Sucker! Okay. Now you take 7d8 lightning damage.
Oh, shit.
25 lightning damage!
Ooh.
Let's zap you!
Yes!
Excellent.
Slayed.
This dragon and shard are looking bad.
Good.
Okay, good. Is Shard still... Where is Shard? Still on the back of...
Yeah.
Elora?
No. He's on the back of his dragon.
Oh, he's on the back of his own dragon?
Yeah.
Then he has to make a DC 17 dex saving throw as well.
Okay. They're lumped together.
Oh, they're lumped together.
Hey. Well, it's 17, so sorry.
Oh, fuck this guy. Okay, well, if they're lumped together, then whatever.
They're both stunned.
Oh, yeah, they're both stunned. Oh, but that doesn't count for...
It was a save on my part, not a throw.
Hey, I'm just playing the character. What can I say? That's my legendary action.
Great. Now you still have your regular action economy.
Well, I'm just going to use my movement and shoot my snaky long body straight down and try to whisk fart out of the air.
Roll a luck check for me just to see if you make it to fart in time before she hits the ground.
Uh-oh.
That's not promising.
That is an 8.
You die.
Does anyone else know how to heal? Hey, what about all those people I slept with? Do any of them?
You can go look
for where are my hoes at?
How to heal?
Okay,
where
so
are my hoes at?
As you dive,
where are my hoes?
You dive to the ground, and it's like your teeth. You were almost like catching the like hood of Fart's tunic, and unfortunately, Fart does pancake right in front of you.
Splatter
on the ground.
I'm a fucking dragon. I have so much cool shit that I can do, and I'm wasting it chasing after Fart.
You see that now that you've left Fart's dragon, like unconstricted, gone after Fart. Fart's dead. You actually see that Fart's dragon flies away.
All right, fine.
Disengages.
Fine. Go, be free.
Looking for another rider.
If you would like to look for an ally in the sky or in the field that you've slept with,
well, I'm Quill right now.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? Or was that supposed to be Glorindel's turn?
No, that was you.
No. Well.
I'm Quill, and I've got Astrid on my back. So I don't think I would know. Oh my god!
The people who signed my.
Would you have told me? You would have told me their names, right?
Yeah. Okay. I talked about the wing squad leader.
Yes.
And like probably like a few other people that were like on the roster.
You specifically described the one with like the sort of like scale,
Drusilla?
Like the armored. Yeah, Drusilla.
Drusilla.
You did describe her to me. So yeah, that's who I'm looking for. Because I know what she looks like.
Okay, you'll have to head to the flight field.
Oh goodness. I guess there's nothing else I can do, right? We have to find someone who can heal. Okay.
I mean, I could still end up rolling okay on my successes, potentially.
Oh, that's true.
I mean,
true.
If we could take another
But Glorindel's down, too.
Mm, true.
But I guess I could stay, and we could kill their dragons and hope to keep our riders, like, balanced on our backs long enough.
Mean.
I think we only need to kill the riders, is the thing.
Right, if you kill a rider, does the dragon die, or is it the reverse?
Not really, especially because it's, like, the first day of threshing.
Yeah,
the bonds
it's like,
are fresh, so it's, like, yeah, all we need to do is kill the riders, and the dragons will just be like, well, nuts, and then just fly away.
Shit, there's probably still some people down there.
Yeah.
Okay, so how's
exactly.
everyone looking?
Rough.
They're both looking rough?
Yeah.
Well, I still have my normal dragon action, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can either go find hot wing leader, or I could maybe fly back up and, I don't know, just hit him with a breath weapon or something.
I would say attack. And then if I, like, fail my second one, then we can circle back and see if she'll help.
Yeah, yes, yeah. We got to, it will be a little
but
more
like,
desperate. So we. I know I've got advantage to hit because he's stunned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I am going to do a tail attack.
Okay.
18.
That hits.
Okay. And this is on Sharp.
Yeah.
Not his dragon. 16 damage.
Okay.
16 piercing damage with my tail.
Oh, yeah.
You see Shart takes the hit, slumps over, and falls off the back of the
Yes!
Suck it, you fucking freak.
Now it's dead.
You weird poopy boy.
Okay, and now I still have my bite attack, which I guess... what does his dragon look like it's gonna do?
It's not flying away. It's staring at you.
Oh, great. Okay, then I'll bite it.
Great.
Is it stunned?
Yeah.
I forgot to... Oh, should I see if I crit on... What's his name? On Shark?
He's already dead.
But I could have crit on him.
What more could you do?
What
do
you want?
Fine.
Dad, he's already dead.
But he could be
Stop hitting him.
He'd be fucking obliterated.
18.
That hits.
Okay. Okay, 5 damage with my bite.
It's looking rough.
Ugh.
But he's still up.
Okay, I'm balancing Astrid on my back. I'm going really fast to use centrifugal motion.
Oh my god.
Centrifugal force or whatever it's called.
It's like a wild water bend.
Oh my god.
Is it wild to suggest that you could also just like hover and stay kind of still?
That's insane. I would never do that.
Anyway. Got to wiggle.
It's like being in like a car that's moving at all times. Like, Ashley's pretty comfy. Like, she's big time passed out, but like nothing's triggering her at all. She's just like, I mean, yeah, I'm sleeping.
Perfect.
Great.
You see this obsidian dragon is like dripping like magma. He's looking hurt. And he's going to turn on you.
Please. I didn't even get to use any of my cool dragon rider stuff.
Did he roll his... Isn't he still stunned?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me to roll if I break out of that.
Good job. Good work, Campbell.
I was like, damn minute.
17?
I'm not in charge of the stun.
Who's stunned me?
I feel like it can't be higher than 17.
You break out of it.
Fine, you break out of it.
Can I use a legendary action?
Yes.
If I do take a legendary action, it'll be two actions. Should I take it just to kill the magma one?
There's the magma one, and we also have Clayton and his dragon are still limping along. Those are our last two.
I love that we killed Clayton last, like the least significant.
Well, if I attack Clayton, I can attack Clayton and his dragon?
Yeah, they're kind of lumped together.
Okay. Then I will take my legendary action, and I will do a wing attack on Clayton and his dragon. It's a DC 18 dex save.
Three.
Incredible. Oh my god, it's double sixes. Okay, well, 20 bludgeoning damage to both.
The sixes have been crazy today.
They're knocked prone.
Oh.
Yeah, 20 bludgeoning damage and they're both knocked prone.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
You sent them to the ground.
Yeah.
150 feet down.
What even is your name? Okay. Who asked you? Boom. Like, literally what?
They slam into the ground, but they do pop back up. They're not...
Oh, man!
They're not dead?
The dragon's not dead.
Okay.
Pops up from the ground. Clayton is no longer on this dragon's back. It's gonna fly away.
Is Clayton alive?
No. All He's right. been smushed under a dragon on the ground.
The dragon has flown. Does that mean that the dragon is, like, peace the fuck out?
Or
the dragon's, like, taking a fucking... Okay, cool.
The dragon's like, I'm not trying to die today for these little fuckers.
You did it!
Okay, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And I just like,
wait,
like, oh, yeah.
So is everyone...
You know, we just have the magma one.
Yeah.
She's still holding
on. Okay,
and deep with fury.
Glorindel, roll a death save.
Right away, 11.
Ooh.
Pass.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Incredible.
Who the fuck is your dragon? You?
Arson.
Arson? It's my dragon, Arson.
You can take your turn.
Find my hose.
Do you... Oh, no, you can't do a maneuver because you're fucking dead.
I was reading through all our maneuvers and then I said, I'm unconscious.
Never mind.
It's okay. Little Death and I...
We can't go back to the flight field unconscious. We have to have our honor.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna hit this bitch with an orb.
I love that energy!
Orby?
Orbies. Orbies. Have y'all ever shot Orby guns?
No. What's an Orby gun?
It's like a BB gun, but it shoots Orbies. My cousins and I all got them, and we had like a battle royale, and we all shot each other with Orby guns.
Oh my god, that's
guns.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Recently?
At Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah. And you didn't bring it
that's
home?
That's incredible.
Oh, I might have it. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Campbell.
You know, you're okay. Between her little claws, Arsinth, like, conjures a little ball of energy.
I wish I was alive to see this.
Me too.
It is going to be... Oh, I guess I should choose one that he's probably not...
Hit him with some ice.
Yeah, should
some
I...
Some water.
Hit him with...
Water damage.
Oh, cold. Cold yeah. damage stuff. So she starts building this little orb in between her paws and whips it at him, and I'm gonna cast this as a fourth level spell.
Holy shit!
So this is going to be roll to hit.
Is this our last guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay, it's a 24 to hit!
Yes, that yes, hits. Yes!
Okay, and he's gonna take 6d8.
Yes!
Yes.
What's the number?
34 damage.
Yes!
Dude.
I will say, he does take half on cold damage due to resistance.
The magma dragon!
He's so hot. You're joking.
Oh, because he's so hot.
You're joking.
But
you're joking.
You're joking. Even with half.
If Astra... Oh!
That is enough to take... this obsidian dragon down. He burst, erupts into magma, drips to the ground.
Oh, beautiful.
And
oh
then
my god.
I think, I'm assuming, not to speak for you guys, you all rush to the flight field.
No, we can't go back to the flight field unconscious!
Then roll your death save.
Fine! I'll roll my death save. Can I roll my hoe save to see if...
Quill and Astrid, do you guys head back, or are you gonna...
I'm making death saves as well.
Okay, then you guys both...
We'll die with honor!
You're just gonna roll your death saves
Quinn,
until you die?
Well, Quinn's alive!
Alara and Quinn will head to the flight field.
Quinn, no! Don't find my home!
Just leave them. Oh, okay. hose. I know.
Yes.
Calling off for some help.
On
great
Glow's roster, who might be a cleric, a druid, a paladin.
You on your way towards you decided you're like, fuck it, maybe I should just go to the flight field. On your way there, you do meet one of Glorindel's most loyal hoes.
These hoes are loyal.
A well-known whatever class.
Statistically, you're going to find a loyal hoe because I rolled really well on how many hoes of mine were loyal.
You intercept them and you're like, you gotta help me. You take them back. They cast Cure Wounds on both our friends.
Let me see if I nat 20. Let me just see if I nat 20 anyway.
Okay.
19.
Hey. So you don't?
I mean, 15. Just
how
so
cool
hard
would it have been if I like popped back up on my own?
Okay, well, you didn't. You both get Cure Wounds cast on you.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Who do they cure wounds first?
You.
Yes. You, okay. Obviously. Okay. I say, stay your hand. Thank you. I owe you my life. You're my most loyal hoe.
What did you just call me?
Excuse me?
I say nice. Sorry? Dragon, save your energy. And then I
nice dragon, save your energy.
I kneel at Astrid's side and I cast Cure Wounds on her. I guess I should actually roll.
No, you don't have to.
Don't
worry about
it. It's really high.
Okay, well don't.
I say nobody touches her except me.
Probably.
And then I cure your wounds.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Astrid.
Hey.
We're okay. We survived.
I died.
Oh, me too. Don't worry. Don't.
You did?
Yeah. We both got knocked unconscious.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was really badass.
Yeah, I'm gonna write a book about that. That's really cool.
You should.
Did you bring me back?
Yeah. Nice dragon.
Yeah, thanks. You too. It's cool. It's got like, looks like something you would have. Pretty cool.
Yeah. You too.
So, yeah, you feel okay? You're healed up?
Yeah, I'm kind of sweaty.
Oh yeah, me too.
Cool.
It's like you can see it.
Oh yeah, no, feel mine. I put my hand in yours.
Oh, it's like wet.
I know. Yours is too.
That's weird. That's really weird. Would you, maybe when we get back, would you maybe want to, like, read a book together sometime? Or whatever? Like, I could, you know, read you a story or something?
I would love that. If you want to.
We could read it, like, in the hammock, maybe.
You want to share the hammock?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we died, right? Like...
Yeah, we literally both died.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that
what's a better time than now? I kiss her. As we fly in the back of a dragon.
Oh yes!
You share this passionate kiss. Quinn is
the next words out of my mouth were I kiss her.
Quinn is excited to be alive, and hey, didn't go down in that fight, so
didn't go down.
You can hold that against them.
Bloodthirsty bitch.
You guys land in the flight field with your dragons, your battered, tattered, worn, and you slide off their backs to go give your name to the roll sheet holder, which is Drusilla.
What?
But just as you slide off the backs of your dragons, you hear the alarms of the college go off. And then you look off into the distance and you see that a large mass of griffins are flying in to the airspace, and that's where we'll end.
What?
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Oh, so you guys are definitely gonna fucking die.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm at one HP.
Oh my god.
Holy fuck.
Well, that was...
My HP is currently a, is it an anagram? Where it's the same backwards and forwards? 14, 41? No, it's not. That's not the anagram.
Excuse me? You rearrange the letters.
What's the one where it's the same forward and backwards?
Especially the P.
A palindrome?
Yeah,
a
palindrome.
Oh. Thank you. 14, 41. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Great year.
Uh,
a personal favorite of mine.
Amazing. I thought because of how well I planned that, it would go shorter than normal.
It was well planned and long.
No, it was, went
longer than normal.
I can't wait for our next session.
That was so much fun. Are you kidding?
Wait, guys.
That was awesome.
That was so good, Olivia.
Thanks.
Yeah, incredible.
Good job.
What?
Wow.
That was so much fucking fun.
I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I want to do it more. I had so many. There are so many dragon moves that I want to try.
Yeah, same.
Well, can I be honest? And Campbell and Lily kind of know this. I cut it short for time, but actually the final encounter was going to be a combat capture the flag. So that's why I gave you guys
three more hours.
Yeah, that's why I gave you guys a bunch of like echolocation, keen set. You had some things that were going to be helpful to like find a flag that ended up like just not making it in because I was like.
Okay, I mean, obviously we're going to be here, but like, Sarah, if you want to do part two, we can do part two.
If you'd like to come back.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh. Tina says yes. So.
Oh, perfect.
No, that's what I just said.
Your manager.
Oh my God.
Glad you're
I have to check with the boss, excuse me. Can I do that? What do you think? Yeah?
Okay. Oh, silence. No.
Oh, we're good.
Roller coaster.
Oh my gosh.
But
that
yeah,
was so
it
fun.
Was, I was excited for Capture the Flag, but I knew deep down in my heart that I even took so much out of this session and I still ran long.
When there's so much like that, it's hard to make it a one, like that's like a, we could have done a full blown campaign.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of, this is kind of a tester of, cause like I said, I love dragons, not just Fourth Wing. So this is kind of a tester to see if people like it. If maybe when we graduate this year at Frogmont, maybe we move on to...
Maybe we enroll at, not Basket.
But yeah, it'd be
an original dragon college that we didn't steal. That was kind of Fourth Wing of us to die, to be like, we're going to do fine, and
no,
then to
literally.
Die.
I know, I was like, do I just put in some like bullshit and save them? And I was like, no, I think if they die, they die. Like, it's just like unsatisfying.
I mean,
if that's how Fourth Wing is.
I mean, that truly is. None of us were Violet. If any of us were Violet, we would have been like, yeah, she like almost dies, but somehow like she smells like fucking baked bread and then she's awake and she's fine. Like, well, she's wafy, but she's important, so we need her there.
Exactly. What I like to say in Fourth Wing is if you're not happy with what's going on in the story, just read 10 more pages and it'll be done.
Something different will be happening.
So
something will be happening for sure.
But yeah, well, normally we review what we played because we play new things, but that's not the case. We were just playing
D&D. I'll give you a review. 5 stars.
Oh, thank you.
Five stars.
Olivia Rose McCain combo Dungeons & Dragons, Dragon Rider Academy.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
If you'd like
truly
a
elite.
Feat of like homebrew for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is going to inspire people.
It was a labor of love. If anybody's in the Discord and is like, hit me up with whatever the fuck you just did. I'll hit you up.
Join our Discord. Ask for our secrets.
Yeah.
There are so many like cool dragon stuff in here that I didn't even like use.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
I know. But that's a good.
But it was fun to have all the options.
Yeah.
And, like, to have to read through all of them. And like,
That was part of the thing.
So
I was like, I don't think they'll ever use any of this. I was hoping the traits would come into play more because of the kind of like free things you can like take advantage of in creative ways. But. Hey, it is what it is. I was like, when you guys met the dragons, I was like, do I have to end it here? I was like, does this have to be the end? And I was like, I think everybody will be nice to me, but will be so sad if we don't go into combat.
Yeah.
I think we ended in a good place. It was like insane. That was some of the most insane combat I've ever done.
Yeah. It was, it was definitely
intense.
Tough. I think I need to read more about how to do like a dragon like rider combo because like certain moves, it's like there's no way you can separate them, right? So that was
you end up getting like dragons do so much damage.
Yeah,
and
I nerfed a bunch of like the damage and like DCs of you guys, and like same on my end, just to like make it not as like brutal. But looking at it, I could have maybe left some of those, and it could have just been a much quicker fight of like. Get in, get out.
Yeah.
I feel like a dragon fight wouldn't be long.
I don't know. I really want to do Capture the Flag now.
Well.
Yeah, same. If you guys ever end up doing a one-shot Capture the Flag in this realm, please hit me up.
Yeah, because you guys, we'll just bring the dragons and the players back.
Yeah.
Bring the dragons back.
Bring the dragons back.
The dragons back.
Yeah, I'd be super down for that. This was like so much fucking fun.
I'm glad, you had fun.
Me too. We were so nervous. Sick. We were like, wait, I hope Sarah has fun.
Oh my God, I love it. I've also never played a D&D session entirely with girls. My
really?
D&D group is like, my DM is a guy, and then there are like three girls in our like first campaign, but this year he like split it into two, so I'm playing with all dudes. So I've never had it be like solely like girl DM. Like I was like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. And Aww. It was a fantastic time.
Well, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah, I'm so glad we made it happen.
Same. Thanks for like asking me to come do it. I literally called my mom and I was like, she's like, what are you up to? And I was like, well, I have this podcast that I'm doing and it's like so fucking sick. And it's like based on Fourth Wing. And if you don't know what Fourth Wing is, let me explain it to you. I had a session this morning and it was me and like three other guys. And I was like, guys, I have to leave early because I'm doing a podcast and tell you a little bit about it.
Were they impressed?
They were like, wait, what the fuck? Well, one of the guys that I was doing the session with, I brought him into my D&D group. So I was like telling him about it and he's like, dude, that's so fucking cool. What the fuck? And I was like, yeah, I know.
I know.
It is pretty fucking sick.
You have to tell them to listen.
Yeah, now I have to listen.
I was like, go look it up. And I think he did. I don't know if he followed, but I'll keep eyes. I'll text him. He'll
listen to your episode. Yeah, he might listen to all of our episodes.
But hey, maybe.
He just like didn't like claw. I don't think he was like, he's like, I don't understand. Like you played the D&D on the podcast. And I was like, uh-huh. It's like listening to any other podcast, but it's D&D.
It's crazy how many people out there who like play D&D but have like actually no concept that there are actual play podcasts, which is like that's how I learned about D&D.
I know, like, how did you learn to play?
I was like, oh, you just read the book and played?
Crazy.
Weird.
I've never read a book in my life.
Yeah, I don't do that. I stay illiterate. Thank you. I will keep.
That's how you and Astrid are different.
I watch silly little comedians play and roll dice, and then they teach me how to play.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, yeah, that I could do that for sure.
Speaking of things going on in your life, Sarah, do you have anything you want to plug for us?
Yes, I have a new song coming out. It's called People Pleaser.
I don't know when
this episode will go up, but it comes out March 1st. So right now it's in pre-save mode. But it'll be out March 1st with a music video as well. So I have a brand new song. And then after that, a bunch of other songs because, you know, music.
I can tell you when this episode comes out. One moment.
Oh, check the schedule. I am so excited for People Pleaser. I'm so excited for other things, too.
This will come out on March 15th.
It's already out, baby.
Hurry,
go stream it now.
Go stream it. Go watch the music video. I put my head through a table. It's
oh my
like a
God.
Bunch of dudes drinking
I've
drinks
seen the picture
around
of
me.
That. Yeah, I saw that. I saw the like so teaser fun. And like, did you post that today? Or at least I saw it today on my feed. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah. And it was the head in the table.
I was like, I got to hear this right
that
now.
That one was like, it was so cool to do. I did it. My brother, I have two younger brothers and my middle brother directed and produced it, and then my younger brother edited and colored and did the whole thing. So it was a family affair.
That's so cool.
It was so much fun. I'm like so stoked for that one. And then all of the other songs that are coming out are all like book and fantasy based. I like wrote a bunch of songs off of my D&D character and her love interest, and like we got some
so
like
romantic.
Emily Dickinson like gay like Pride and Prejudice era.
Yes, those are all my
it's
favorite
my vibe.
Things.
It's my vibe. So if you're into books and gay and fantasy and all of those things,
yes.
I got you.
Good
I got
news.
You. I got you.
Most of our listeners are into all of those
yes.
things
as well. I found my people.
Yes. Exactly. If you love Pride and Prejudice, but you wish he was gay, come listen to
me. Me, literally me.
Me.
Oh, like
my, my favorite book.
My entire life. That's that. Absolutely
amazing.
Not.
That's awesome. Well, consider me teased.
Consider me teased. I'm putting that on a t-shirt for sure. Consider me teased.
Oh, that was amazing.
I know we're all probably tired because we're thinking about dragons.
Yeah, it's past midnight right now.
Oh my God, that's right. The time zones are different.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
We've kept her so late, and then I was like, oh no,
it's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 for her.
That's fine.
That's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Imagine if we realized,
I mean, it's
like, D&D. Yeah, exactly. It's D&D. We got it wrong.
And, I really like, don't like, notice it.
Sarah's like, oh shit, Sarah's at like 2 a.m.
Oh shit, it's 2 a.m.
I'm like, Mom, I want to go to sleep.
They're keeping me hostage.
Everybody,
they're holding me hostage.
Everybody says,
they're
going to kill me.
Everybody, like, a few of our guest episodes run long. I thought I had it down to a science last time. No, I've broken that science.
You can't break love and adventure down to a
true.
Science.
No, you really can't.
Every time I'm like, I'm so sorry it went long. They're like, what are you talking about? This is fine. But we play like 2.5 hours and then we're like, done. We're like, that's it for us for this session.
You're like, oh, that's good. That's good. This is definitely the longest. I think all of my regular campaign things are usually two hours. This is definitely the longest one. But it didn't like feel long.
That's
like, I literally was like, yeah, we've been here for like maybe 3 hours, and then I look and I'm like, oh,
psych,
there's something.
3 hours, 3 minutes,
and ain't that something?
It doesn't ever feel long until
he's
combat.
Like, what? He was like, do you want to come to dinner? And he texted me that at 5, and I was like, well, I'm doing a D&D podcast thing, so I probably won't be able to do it. And then he was like, you won't be able to come to dinner later? How long is it going to take?
And unknown.
And he texted me halfway through, and he's like, are you still doing D&D? And I was like, I'm fighting right now, so if you could just shut the fuck up, that would be amazing.
I'm busy right now.
I'm literally dying at this moment. So
I'm riding a dragon.
Stay conscious, actually.
I'm literally trying to keep myself alive.
My dragon's going really fast.
I'm going in circles. Like, can you relax? Food is not important right now.
I need to eat. I need to win.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, what the fuck?
Amazing.
And I just realized I have to find the artifact. We like really made headway on the artifact thing.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, I want to know the artifact.
We have to find artifact.
The Griffin Riders.
You have to get revenge.
Yeah.
They're coming in.
Hey,
get in the comments if you want part two.
Hey, for all my fellow game masters out there, can I tell you how important it is to just have a Pinterest board full of fucking magic items, so when somebody's like, I'm gonna look in what this item is, you just have to pull up Pinterest and then you have to pick the first one that you like and then you have to make a story up about it.
The magic item was awesome.
Yeah,
and all the NPCs were awesome, and it was
strong.
A great
I didn't even introduce you to
an
my
improvement.
Wait, maybe I can
fourth wing.
I really love to collect pictures, Sarah.
You gave us the hottest stack of NPCs I've ever seen, and we still romanced each other.
Yeah, and you know what?
Let's see.
In a world full of hotties, you really need to understand what you're
this
looking
is,
for. Oh,
this is the,
my God.
The wing leader, Sindel.
I would do anything for you, Sindel.
Wow, literally, Sindel, I'm on my knees.
Sindel,
on my knees.
That's what I was going to say, on my knees.
This is
on my knees.
This is Drusilla.
Oh, my God.
Oh
yeah.
She's so cool.
Also checks. Wow, holy fuck.
Smash.
This was
immediate smash.
We didn't get a lot of time with her, but her name was Ambrosia. She was at the beginning of the parapet.
Oh my god.
She's
Whoa.
So pretty.
Dude, she's so cool.
This
she's
was my personal favorite. I never got to introduce him, but
oh my god.
We never
so
even got to meet. No, don't tell us. You could pay him and capture the flag.
What was Fart's real name?
Yeah, what does Shart
Fart
look like?
Okay, Shart.
What is Fart's real name?
This is Shart.
That's Shart?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's my, I would have, I that's still, I bad. Stand on business.
Yeah.
I stand on business.
He
would go down
here's
still.
The thing,
sure.
Here's the thing about Shart. It was like,
Lily hates blonde people, so I thought that would at least get her.
I don't hate
I literally, I'm sorry, but like, no, but I'm sorry. Blonde men is like the walking red flag for me.
I agree. Okay, we
like,
are so on the same page.
Especially if it's dyed like that, I'm like, babe. Yeah.
When a man is blonde, I can, and our listeners, I know that everyone who's like a regular Gals and Goblins listener has heard me say this a million times, but when a man is blonde, I cannot buy that.
Yeah. And you're like, so what did you do? Yeah.
Anyway, here's Fart. Her real name was Rowan.
Oh, she's really cute.
You know what? I feel really bad.
No,
wait.
Yeah, me too.
No, I actually feel really bad.
Okay, I think we were the villains. I think we were the bullies.
Wait, in the end, this is they say, you know, if you are heroes, if you're heroes,
you die
and you
a
stick
hero.
Around long enough, you become a villain or some bullshit.
Here is the professor that was hot.
Oh, they are hot.
Oh, wow.
I picture them a little older.
Slay.
I wasn't trying to do like a professor student.
And then this, we didn't really meet Clayton. He was just there, but he did have a picture.
That's kind of how I imagined him.
Good.
What?
Hey, let's
really?
Go.
I thought he would have looked younger.
Hey.
I stand on business with that one too.
We didn't meet my personal favorite. This was a good guy. His name was Rat. Rat. No, can you please save Rat? Can you please put Rat and capture the flag?
You gotta
please
stop making them hot. Like,
well, what's the point of this if they're not hot?
Shart was not my man, but also
no.
Like,
so you're so real for that.
You know how, like, so in these that type of, like, in these type of enemies to lovers things, they actually are enemies. They don't realize they're lovers.
Yeah.
So, like, mm-hmm, by that trajectory, we should have, like, one of us should have had a thing with Shart.
Shart, no, could have been a great
I'm
guy.
I'm wondering if, like, Shart was, like, on your roster at one point, or if he signed the she at one point.
Yeah, the...
Oh, Shart?
Yeah.
On my hose?
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you tried, like, it.
No, I would never do
I
that.
I would have tried it.
I would never... You would have tried it. Shart is not allowed in the hammock.
Oh, damn.
Shart doesn't get hammock, revoked hammock
fart,
privileges.
However...
Fart, however, could get it for sure.
Fart is dust. is a wet, grease
fart
spot.
Fart was unfortunately
in the valley.
Death by association, but
that's just
know
how it goes at Baskia.
Hey, you know what? I think that's a rule of thumb for life. A fart could get it, but a shart.
Shart cannot.
You've taken
that's,
it
that
too
is
far.
My religion.
Hey, if you trust a fart, you get a shart. So,
oh, no,
that's
too real.
That's deep.
And, with that, I think we
words to you. Oh, we should have done, instead of A pluses and blunts, we should have done sharts and farts.
Sharts and farts.
Okay. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Anyway, I hope you guys like.
Off.
I hope you guys liked this. Again, like Sarah said, stream People Pleaser, and
yes,
all of Sarah's other music. My personal favorite current song is Thank God You Introduced Me to Your Sister.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Shameless plug.
That's really good.
Really good.
Long
one
title.
But
with
hey,
that one,
it tells you everything you need to know. Sarah,
it really does.
Where can people find you?
Oh, yeah.
I am on all corners of the internet under the name Sarah Barrios. I'm literally everywhere. There is not a fucking rock unturned on the internet that I am not there.
You've traveled to the edges of the internet.
I really am spread all over the place.
And you
there's
will,
no way of getting
I'm sure we will link every single one of Sarah Barrios' account on our show notes.
Yeah.
Also
work
her music. Yeah. Any burning questions, desires to speak before we leave?
No.
Thanks
just
for
to,
having me.
Just to play Catch the Flag one day.
Yeah, hard retweet on that one.
Maybe one day. All right.
We kiss everyone at the end of every episode. We kiss everyone goodbye.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.